Simin Kuf Yutet Kuf Chof Aleph Chof Beis Chof Gimel Chof Vov Chof Zayin. Until next week. The Mechaber says Imrei Tzolayis B'chol Barachum Emtzayis Mein Barachum Moisif Keitzar Ha'il Echel M'vakish Lo Barachum Emrich Zifeinu Eitar Panas M'vakish Lo Barachum Emrich Zashonim. And B'shemeh Tzvil Yachol Ish Kol Tzorachov Shigolel Es Kol Abakashis. Torah HaShokhan continues and he says Ha'yitzorich Right to Levakish Meshem Shia Amit Sliba Batero, Yvakish Batochenin, Shia Zulib Chubasai, Yvakish Bashivenu, Shimchaloy Chatov, Yvakish Batlachlanu, Chiyotibuzem. Interesting, all these five things that he mentions seem to be like the Mishabura says. Mishabura says, Prima Gandam says, Dafkim Hoyoloi, Vichem Parnoska, Dafkim Sarkla Parnosov, Mainra Shai Levakish Racham, Mibrochum Mtois, Allah Osich Layechel, Shalayech Lachmai. All the examples that the Aruch HaShulchan gives is if he has an Avero and he wants Slicho, if he wants help doing Tshuva, if he has a Shvera Taisis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him understand something. The Mashmois is that, like the Mishnah Berurah says from the Prima Gadim, that in the Birchas Emtzoyos it's only a Bakasha for a Tzorech that a person, a Chisaron, a problem that a person has that he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to get out of. But to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have Parnasa, please continue the Parnasa, that we don't do as a bracha, as a bakasha process. Now, any of these bakashas that a person makes, can he say them in English? Does he have to say these bakashas? Because it's bracha, I have trouble understanding tesis. And yesh li baya lavin et ha-tesis. You have to say dafkin lashon hakodesh. That is so. That's also baya lashon hakodesh. Thank you. That's even worse. If I have to say dafkin lashon hakodesh, I'll be sitting there for 15 minutes in the middle. So we saw that the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Kuf Chav Beis, when he's telling a person what a person should daven for, he says, "V'im ein yoredei ladaber tzachas v'lashon hakodesh, yirmenu af v'lashon ashkenaz." He says the person should daven that yom shatar mipiv mipizare that yirulim tepsul bazare chas v'chalilu. He says that if a person doesn't understand v'lashon hakodesh, yirmenu af v'lashon ashkenaz, or actually yemikiris liboy. And then he says, it's better to say them at the end of Shemay Atzvi and not in the middle of Shemay Atzvi. Before then, Shemay Atzvi could say in a different lashon. It's not dafka Shemay Atzvi, even though Shemay Atzvi could even be mivakish whatever you want, even shleyechle or kedeme. But lachura, a person is allowed to daven in any lashon, and we saw that really beforehand. In Simen Kof Aleph, at the end, when it brought down davening in a different lashonis, it seems that that's the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, like the last shita. That af yachad kashel tzorach of yachal isha b'chol lashon shiirte chutz m'lashon arami. And Mishnah Berurah brought down mishum hachi mutaras hanashon l'espalal b'shar l'shonis. That's why a woman is allowed to daven in shar l'shonis, because as long as she's not davening in Aramaic, then she's okay. So can you say proik yasanach mipum arivaso in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Maybe you can't. That's if you're by yourself. But any other bakasha, even a person that's davening by themselves, for sure if they're davening b'tzibur, for sure they're allowed to. But even when they're davening by themselves, you could even stick it in the middle of the other brachis in other languages. Agav, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Kuf Chav Beis that if a person might miss the ability to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, if he keeps on adding in bakashas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, then he should rather say them all at the end by Lekai Nitzor, and that way he could see ready said either else anyway free, and he can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So if a person knows that he only has 6 minutes till the Chazar Shashat, and it takes him 5.5 minutes, now because of Bakash of Rasi, he's not going to be able to answer, better to leave them for the end. Sif Beis, Yesh Mishamish Shemay Sif, Bebracha, Letzerech Yochid, Layarech. So those that say that, and Yesh Mishamish Derech, Bederech Klal, is that's how the Mechaber goes, if he doesn't bring down any Cholkim, that a person should, when he's davening for Bakash of Pratis, for a Yochid, he shouldn't be Marech. That being the case, Yesh Lain, when a person is davening for Cholim, Rachman al Islan, and he wants to daven for, mention 30 Cholim, or 20 Cholim, that means it's going to take him, is he allowed to do that, or that's going to take too long? So, what's the reason why you're not supposed to be Marech? L'chor, the reason is because the Brachis and Tzoyis were Niskan, the Brachis and Shemoneh Esrei were Niskan for Tzorchei Rabim, not for Tzorchei Yochid. So if you're going to daven for Yochid, oh, Rabbanu Shalom, please help him out, he's having such trouble, and you'd be able to help other people, you would, and you can marich about this person, you're turning the Iker into the Tafel, the Tafel into the Iker, you're making the Iker of the Bracha for a Yochid. However, Kokama, that you speak about L'chura 10 different Yechidim, L'chura, even though each one is a Yochid, but now you're davening for a Rabim, you're now changing it to a Rabim, Lo Shemana, that people put a cap on the amount of Chorlim that they daven for, and even Gedolim daven for numerous Chorlim that they would daven for in Rifayenu, even though it would take a long time. Nevertheless, L'chura, since each one, we look at each one individually. We don't look at them all together as a Tfilas Yachid. Rather, that's more like a Tfilas Rabin. It's interesting, Rosh Shlomo Zalman happens to say, he says that a person that's davening for a Chorle, so he shouldn't make it kavua to daven for the Chorle in all three Tfilas, every single Shemoneh Esrei. He says, first of all, then it maybe becomes like a nether, kilos if you're going to daven for them. He says also, it takes away, it detracts from the lashon of the tachnunim, that it becomes rote. Once, he says, stop and start and say it again. It'll give more to the tefillah, he says. Kimdumani, he says a third reason as well. I looked it up, but I didn't write it down. Kimdumani, he says a third reason, that also you're turning it into a kviyas, like a chelik of Shemoneh Esrei. This, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses at length. He says, a person, even though they have tefillahs to daven for parnasa and mechila in Shema Kirlenu, a person shouldn't say it every single tefillah. Because then you're turning it into a kviyas as a chelik of Shemoneh Esrei, and that's like azus klapi anshik nezak gdelo. Because you're kilu making your own Shemoneh Esrei, you're adding in. To add in a bracha prati, you said, when you need, then a person is allowed to, a bakasha is allowed to. But to make something kavua, to daven in all the tefillahs, that a person shouldn't do. So, to daven parnasa every day, you're supposed to. Doesn't have to be in every single tefillah. Because then it turns into Tzarech HaRav.
But if you're davening for 10 chaylim, even though your tefillah is Aruch, for each person is not Aruch.
Right. So that means that we're not thinking, even though they're all tefillahs of... I agree. Even though, very good. Even though they're all tefillahs of Yechidim, but Lamaisa, we don't look at the entire Arichus as a tefillahs Yachid. Each Yachid is 10 seconds, and that's fine.
Right.
And I have another Yachid, another Yachid, another Yachid. So this is when you're doing for one Yachid for a long time. Excellent. What's that? In the kindness of you can do whatever you want for as long as you want. If you let Yom Kippur. If you do Yom Kippur. A person is allowed to daven for 4 hours during the kindness of L'chura, since it's already after the Gemara of Shemoneh Esrei, then it's not a problem. The same way that we say L'Kainit Tzor. That's from L'Kainit Tzor, even though it's from Chazal, but we made it into a Chayiv. And that's why there's a Shaila. Now that we made it into a Chayiv, maybe you're not allowed to stop in between. That's a Nidin in Kuf Chavav. Kuf Chav Gimel. That's Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Im Dilag Yotol B'Bracha Achas Me'em Tzoyez In Yitzarech Lachzer El Reish HaBracha Shato Ush Yedilag B'Sham Ve'Yelik Achzer El Asidr. Person that messes up in a bracha, then he has to go back to that bracha. The same thing applies if the Bir Halacha says, if he was choysim betoyis, is also considered to. That means you ended off the bracha with the wrong chasima. So what happens if a person, when he says Refa'inu, instead of saying Refa'i Chorle Amma Yisrael, he says Refa'i Cholbos from Achli Lassay? What? Is he Yaitse or is he not Yaitse? It's the same Indian, Batsem. So there is quite a difference, and that the Hamzal, the famous story with Rianis and Ivshitz, he was asked by a guy, how come you say Refa'i Chorle Amma Yisrael? You don't daven for the guy. So he said, because the bracha Refa'inu was the eighth bracha, and it was connected Bris Milo. Bris Milo is only by Yidin, not by Goyim. Kids, after the guy left, he told us to meet him, I was Deichad and Bakash. That's not the real answer. The real answer, says Rianis and Ivshitz, is because Be'etzem, a Yid, is only Yidin should get sick. Goyim shouldn't get sick. Why? Because a Yid, if he has an Aviro, a Kodesh Baruch would rather pay him back in this world than in the next world. A Goy, he'd rather pay him back in the next world than in this world. So you shouldn't have any tzars. But imagine what would be, Ezechil Hashem, it would be, if only Yidin got sick and Goyim didn't get sick. Yidin, Memeila, Kodesh Baruch makes that also Goyim gets sick, that shouldn't be a Chil Hashem, that only Yidin getting sick, not Goyim. Memeila, Kodesh Baruch is Refei Chole, Amma Yisrael, then Memeila, there will be no Chole from the Goyim either. Because it's only because the Goyim are only sick because the Yidin get sick. If the Yidin aren't sick, then there's no reason for the Goyim to be sick. And then they'll be able to get paid back in the next world.
Why didn't he tell us?
What?
So
because then he's telling them, Be'etzem, that HaKadosh Baruch wants to pay you back in the next world. So, is he Yoytze or is he not Yoytze? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you're not Yoytze. He says, you're not Yoytze, that's not the Matabeah of the Bracha. Rifi Chorle Amma Yisrael, as opposed to Rifi Chol Basar and Filas, even though it's the same Indian, but it's not the Matbea of the Bracha, and really the intent is that you would have to go back. Unless you catch yourself Techidei Dibur, then you're allowed to rectify yourself. Any Techidei Dibur, by the way, is Techidei Dibur from after you finish the Bracha, not from after you said Baruch Atah Hashem. Because if you said Rifi Chol Basar Umaf Filas, you already have five words. How could you switch it? The answer is you have Techidei Dibur from the end of the Bracha to switch, you have another three words, time, to switch and say Rifi Chorle Amma Yisrael. Now, what happens if a person usually is mazkir? He says, whoever it is, not Shimon David, you could, Agav, the father's name also. The Aruch HaShulchan says, lechatchila, the mother's name. If you don't know the mother's name, you can say the father's name. They even bring down the person and say, if you don't know the mother's name or the father's name, you can say his last name. You can daven for, it's got a shalah. Why do you say the mother's name as opposed to the father's name? So they gave a teretz because the mother's more vade than the father, because then you know for sure who the mother is, as opposed to a little bit shver of a teretz. I think B'Shem the Ben Ishchai, that he says that the mother, the reason why we're masking the mother is because she has more zchuyis than the father. A mother has a lot of zchuyis. Memelo, when we're davening for a person, we want to be masking the mother because of the zchuyis of the mother. La halacha lamaisa kimdumani, the halacha is that if somebody has yartzeit for the mother and somebody has yartzeit for the father, so who gets a daven for the amid? There's only one amid. Who gets it down for the amid? So halacha is that the one that has yartzeit for the father downs the amid, not the one that has yartzeit for the mother. Why? Because the father needs more zchuyis than the mother. And Remeila, he gets extra. It's not because of the maila, it's because of the shasani kirtane. That was the way Kosher Baruch wanted. But they have the more zchuyis, that's the one that now you have what to say at the table. What's the maestro? So a person, he says he davens for usually in the middle of Refeinu. He didn't daven in the middle of Refeinu, so he says in Shema Kaleinu, Chutz Rachem Aleinu, Kav Rachem Tzadis Vyaseinu, Chiyo Hashem Eti Lez Lachanu Moto. Then he starts saying, Yitzom Fadech Hashem Lekai, Shiyas Zdeli Lefu Shalema, Yitzik, sorry, Shiyas Tzadach Lefu Shalema, Le Chaim Yagum Ber Rivko, Vesesh Chol Yisrael, Ki Ki Amel Refeinu Manu Rachem, Baruch Tzadah Hashem Refeinu, Chole Amo Yisrael. What's going on in the middle of Shema Kaleinu? So we ended off back in Rifa'inu, Rifa'i Chalei Amo Yisrael, but he's really Moshmak Aleinu. What does he do now? Does he have to go back to the beginning? Or do we say, Shmak Aleinu is kolil all bakashis and all everything? So if you're allowed to stick in anything in the middle. It's not that, imagine a person said, Shakon Yevazvar in the middle of Shmak Aleinu. He has to go back now. It's not something which is Be'etzim, it's not a different Chasima. He was torn the Chasima, or this is just, he was with Babel and he mentioned Rifa'i Chalei Amo Yisrael. The Chor is something which is not Shaykh to the Bracha, it's not a bakasha. It's a shevach v'ayidah, and l'chura you were mazkured in the middle of Shema Kirlenu. L'chura in such a case, I would say you have to go back. But for that, you're not saying a baruch Hashem again. You should go back to the beginning of the bracha and start from the beginning. Shema Kirlenu. But the beginning of the bracha and start Shema Kirlenu. L'chura. Sif Dalet. If a shatz forgets the anenu, says Mechaber. Shliach tzibur shachach v'lamar anenu. La'yachzer afilu madarin la'gamar rak refeinu. This I heard. This is not uncommon. In the last half a year, I heard it twice, that the Shatz forgot Aneinu, and he had to say in Shema Kaleinu, Now, let's say he catches himself by Rifa'enu. If he's in the middle of Rifa'enu, and he realizes he didn't say Aneinu, he goes back. Let's say he says he's holding by Baruch Atah Hashem, he's going to say Rifa'i Chole Amo Yisrael, and he remembers he didn't say Aneinu. Does he say Lamdeinu Chukecho or not? This is a bunch of the Olam Ha'ath. L'chor, the only time that you say Lamdeinu Chukecho is where you have no way out. Since you have a way out to say Shema Kaleinu, you wouldn't say Lamdeinu Chukecho. Now let's say you finished Shema Kaleinu and you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you realize you didn't say Aneinu. Would you go back now and say Lamdeinu Chukecho and say Aneinu? Because there's a big difference. The Mishnah Berurah says that you only say it at the end. If you forget Shema Kaleinu, you say it after Sim Shalom. You'll say Aneinu without a Chasima. So now Kum Tzayis, you're now changing the Aneinu. Before, you're supposed to say it as a bracha, or in the middle of Shema Kaleinu, which is also a teicha bracha, and now you're saying without a bracha. So maybe you should say Lamdeinu Chukecho to go back. However, the fact that Mishnah Berurah did not mention it, l'chor the pashas is that a person would not do that, and he says Aneinu at the end. It happens to be that the Aruch HaShulchan says you could be choisim Aneinu. There's no problem to be choisim, because since you're after the Yudchas brachas already, you already said you're already finished. Mameila, it doesn't look like you're being moisef ala brachas, only if it's in the middle of the Yudchas brachas. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says not to say. Not to be chayisim aneinu, and l'chur the mashmoyis is even if he said baruch atah Hashem, he shouldn't say lamdeinu chukecho, since there is another place to say it. That's kuf yutet. Kuf kof aleph. Treichem b'moedim tchilu v'soif. Agav b'pir moedim. Just one interesting ha'ara. we say in Moedim, V'yani Secho Shebechol Yimanu, V'yani Flo Yisecho, V'toyv Yisecho, Shebechol Eis. Thank you. We say in Moedim, Noi de lachon asaperti lezecho, al chayinu mesurim biyadecho, v'yanish mesena pekudiz lach, v'yani secha shebechol yimimanu, v'yani flay secha v'tevi secha shebechol eis, erba veke v'tzorim. What does that mean? V'yani flay secha v'tevi secha shebechol eis, erba veke v'tzorim? What is the bechol eis, erba veke v'tzorim? Kadosh Baruch Hu has niflois, bechol eis, bechol erba veke v'tzorim? Bechol eis, erba veke v'tzorim. So I got a thought, Pashup Shawas, Kadosh Baruch Hu has taka niflois. We say Reifei Chol Basar Umafli Lasis. What does it mean Umafli Lasis? One of the only brachas in the entire Maya brachas that we have, that the Mechaber tells us what the pirush of the bracha is in Simin Vav. Umafli Lasis Mepnei She'Adam Deim Lenoid Malei Ruach. He like a balloon. V'miyasa Adam Benoid Nekev Kechudash Amachad Ruach Yitze. If you have a tiny little hole in a balloon, all the air goes out. V'Adam Malei Nekavim V'Ruach Mishtam V'Besechai Hariz Pele. So that's a pella. That's a constant pella. Says the Ramah, Voidish the Farish, Shemafli Lasis, Masha Shemer Ruch, Adam Bekirba, the Kosher Davar Ruchni with Davar Gashmi. Kadosh Baruch Hu connects the Davar Ruchni, the Neshama, with the Davar Gashmi, the Nefesh, the Ruach, with the Guf. Vakola Yedish Rechach Obasar, that's a pella. That's something which happens 24/7. Erev Avigvat. However, interestingly enough, Shlomo Zalman said that's not Pashup Shad in the Bracha. Pashup Shad in the Bracha, Erev Avikar Vitzarayim, is going back on Noi de Lachon Nesapri Til Esecho. Noi de Lachon Nesapri Til Esecho, parenthetically. Nesapri Til Esecho, Achayin, Mr. Medech, Mr. Medech, Mr. Medech, when are we giving Noi de Lachon? Erev Avikar Vitzarayim. Shachris, Mincho, Marv. That's what it's, what? Bechol Eis. Bechol Eis. Shbechol Eis. Noi de Lachon Nesapri Til Esecho. I would think Bechol Eis means any time period, any change of the day. They say Eis is every 6 hours. It's a shell what Eis is. Eis is a different part of the year, or Eis is a different part of the day. It's a splitting up the day into Erev Avikar Vitzarayim. Evening, it's interesting that we mentioned those three. So it is the little smach that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, Lechara. Though I don't know that anybody understood that way. That it says in Alicha Shlemi, he would test the people in his family, he would give them all types of riddles, and that was one of them. That was one of them. Another thing that he said, we'll mention it, I know, Eis HaShem, we'll get to. Eis HaShem v'Imru, if we ask HaShem later, I'll call you Yisrael v'Imru Amin. Who are you talking to? V'Imru Amin. Who are you talking to? No one hears you. If you're the Chazan B'Seder, but if you're not, who? V'Imru, and you should say, Amin, who are you talking to? Says the Magen Avraham in Simen Samach Vav, Shem L'Mata Moshe, he says that, the Rishonim already say, Sefer Chassidim, and others, that you're talking to the Malachim that are malavim you. Malachim that every yid has malachim that love him, and kiyodua, and you're telling them v'imru amin, you should say amin. Agav, the Mechaber says in Simin Gimel, kishi yikonis lebeis akise yirimer hiskavdu mechubadim. When a person goes into the bathroom, he's supposed to say hiskavdu mechubadim. What does that mean? Says Mishabru, you're talking. Mishabru doesn't say. V'achshav leinogu loimer, says Mechaber. Now we don't say it. What is hiskavdu mechubadim? You're talking to the two malachim that are malavi you. And you tell them, just wait a minute while I have to excuse myself. Achshav, lo yinogu lo imre, because we're not machzik ourselves that we're somebody that has two malachim that are malava us at all times. However, nevertheless, by shemun esi l'chol apachis, we're hoping that we have malachim next to us that we can say v'im romit.
That we do have to live with that reality.
So it's during shemun esi we do live at the reality, you're saying. L'chol apachis. Oh, we're madam alik malachim, we hopefully we live in that reality. Beautiful. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Kuf Chafal Sif Beis. We don't say Moedim twice. Ha'imer Moedim Moedim. Ha'imer Moedim Moedim, Meshatkin Oisai. Somebody says Moedim twice, Meshatkin Oisai. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Bechlal, Yesh Limnoya Shlo Yloimar Teva Achash Tei Pamim. He says, the person shouldn't say a word of Shmernez, of davening, twice. Hashle Fnei Melech Basav Adam, Ein Oisin Kein, Fnei Melech Malach HaVigal HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeKol Shekein. The person prepares himself that it should flow, his deep burden should flow, and he shouldn't say it a second time. So certainly, the davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu should say that you shouldn't say things lechatchila, not say things a second time. Now, if you're doing it because you didn't have kavanah the first time, so then lechatchila you should be mechavim. But if you didn't, lechara you could say it another time. Now, if you have a different kavanah, then lechara even lechatchila you could say it twice. At a rebbe, I mentioned this in the past, you would say pesachas yedecha three times, because each time you have something else in mind. Pesachas yedecha three times, and you give every person that they should be able to have the vocation, the job, vocation, also vacation, vocation, the job that they're interested in. Every person has a job. The food, also the food is another. You would say it every day. You would say it three times. There, l'chura, you're having three different kavanos. L'chura, such a thing would be okay. It's not, each time you're, it's a different bakash b'etzim, or a different shevach v'yidot, a kodesh baruch hu. So therefore it's not, can't say l'fnei melech malach l'malach, you wouldn't do such a thing. Now, doubling words, certainly people are careful, at least here in Eretz Yisrael for the most part. In other places, lav dafka, there are places that they're not as careful, but here in Eretz Yisrael the people are very machmer. When they're singing, not to double over words while they're singing. Moshiv la'ashem, kodem gilo yilov, people are, they fit in all the words in the right way, and the that they shouldn't say the words twice. Certainly l'chura, that's, even though it's not Meshatkin, I say l'chura, but it's not the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mention something twice without any special kavod. Sif Gimel. What's that? Yeah, that was just an example. That was an example, but yeah, l'chura. But I think it's by anything. I think it's by... Says the Rama, even though a Yachid is not supposed to, Machaber says Yachid shouldn't say Birchas Kranim, however, the Minig is not that way, and everybody says it. Vein and Nira came. Says the Archa Shochan, Me'olam lo shamanu, anybody that says it. We never heard anybody that says Birchas Kranim as Yachid. In his Shmoyna, in the Shtilah Shmoyna Esrei, in the Amida, that he says, "Lakeinu v'kei aveseinu." He says, however, for the fact that that's the minig, and the Rama says there is such a minig, he says, the Chol Pachis, we see from here that if a person, Mizei Yesh Lo Monaka upon him, he says, that somebody is davening together with the Shatz Vart for Vart, and you're davening, you got up to Moedim, and you bow with Moedim, when you get up to Lakeinu v'kei aveseinu, he says, the same way that by Kedusha, you say, Nekaz Hashem Chabarilim, together with the Shatz, and you say everything together with the Shatz. The Dovador also, you say, he says also, you say, together with the Shatz. And I would use the words, paraphrase the words of the Archa Shochan, that anybody ever did that, even together when they're davening with the Shatz. I don't think that anybody really says, ever. Probably as soon as the Ramah printed it in the Ramah, that Ein Liner came, Ein Nira came, that's what it stopped. The Galderich, the Kotzku says that in Yerodeo, Rishman in in Hilchos Nichush, and I think it's Nichush, but Mitzvah will tell me where it is. The Goyin that says, quotes the Rambam, that says that the Rambam says that there's no Mazikin, and he says, oh, he says that he was taken away by philosophy, to be Makish and touch up all the Gemaras, Shlo Derech Habshat, Bechulu, and he says that. But zikr there are zikr the mazikin mechulu. Kotzke says that was all before the Rambam came along. Once the Rambam came and passed him, there's no more mazikin. Once the Rambam came and he said ain nira kain, so then that was it. That was the end of the mitzvah. That's not the minhag olam bechlal. Is there a base birchas kanim in a base avol rachmana letzlan? A few people were handling this question. Somebody told me that just this week he was unfortunately in a base avol, and there was a big question: should he yes? Should he not? Do they do? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it for some reason here. At least by us, he doesn't talk about it. But maybe in Birchas Kohanim he does. Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, Beis Avol, Ein Amrim Birchas Kohanim, V'chein Amen Gaposhin, V'ein L'shanis, Hagam Sheish Mefakfim B'zeh. Now, Lachur is talking about Al-Kinim HaKinim HaSeinu even. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there's two questions really. Is there Birchas Kohanim? And if there's no Birchas Kohanim, maybe you go with Nachas Darg and you say Al-Kinim HaKinim HaSeinu. Lamaisa, Yishe Yisrael says that in Yerushalayim, the Minigin, a lot of places, is to say even regular Birchas Kohanim. So Mela, there are people that do like this, people do like that. Dava Kamaravid. Tisha B'Av, that we don't say. Not even Elokeinu V'kei Aveseinu. Yom Avelis Lakol, it's not just Avelis for Yachid. And Mela, there's no Birchas Kohanim B'chlal.
Only
talking about in Chutz La'aretz that...
But
in Eretz Yisrael, you would. In Eretz Yisrael, you would. In Eretz Yisrael, if they talk about Birchas Kohanim, Shkoyach, you would. In? He says it in Gimel. Yeah. He does. So why are you saying? Right, he does. Where, in Gimel?
Yeah.
So, because in Bo. So why didn't I quote it? Tzivkot involved? Where can I claim it? Couple of vowels. You're right, thank you. He does say Mufurish. I stand corrected. The Aruch HaShulchan says that so that's really the same thing. Okay, after yeah, so it's already it's machlekes here. It's already brought down as machlekes over here. V'meilo l'chera David Kamarav David Kamarav. Thank you. Simin Kuf Chaf Beis. The Mechaber says in Bala Hafzik Lanis Kadosh Kedusha Ben Yudchas Yirotzin in a Poisek Shirotzin Mechalal Tfilahum. Avin Yirotzin Meshar Tachnunim Shaper Dami. Before you say Yirotzin, you shouldn't answer, but after Yirotzin, you could answer. Mio Rogalam Tachnunim Av Tfilosoi. Miskel Hashatz L'Sadis Tfilosoi V'Gila Kadosh L'Kedusha. The Mechaber tells you to do something which I think that many people don't do or don't want to do, as I spoke to many people who were discussing this halacha, and that is a person in the middle of the Kani Tzor, and he's planning on being Vakash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a whole bunch of Bakashas, he's waiting for Shmoneh Esrei to ask all these Bakashas. All of a sudden he gets over the Kani Tzor, he's in the middle of the Kani Tzor, cover the Kol Tia, and he hears out of the corner of his ear that the Chazan is getting up to Ata Gibor, he's about to get up to Mechayim Esim. Says Mechaber, what should you do? Cut short, say either Rotsin or free, take 3 steps back, and then you can answer Vita Davzan, like you should. Lamaisa people would rather continue. So the Lacha, certainly if you don't have enough time, you're allowed to continue, and you're allowed to answer. It's a little bit interesting, what is this Halacha? Because Be'etzem, any part of Kedusha, which is really Kedusha, you're allowed to answer. Kodesh, you can answer if you're not a candidate sir. Baruch Kvod Hashem, you can answer. Yimloi Hashem is not really a chelik of Kedusha Bechal. That's not what the Malachim say. We don't say it in Kedusha of Kedusha Tiyotzer. We don't say it. And the Amin and Akela Kodesh, you can say. So why do you have to stop? There's still a Milo, the same way that we say that. Shemei Karin in the middle of Shemei Nesu, you hear Kedusha, but there's still a Milo to say it yourself. So too, even though you're saying yourself, it's still a Milo to say it after Shemei Nesu, not in the middle of Shemei Nesu. You can hear it. The shaila is if a person has a specific tachnunim that he wants to say, whether or not he has to do that. So what happens to be a regular tachnunim after he'll say, maybe that's talking about somebody that's saying specific tachnunim. The lekani tzor. So lekani tzor, stop in the middle. You don't have to say that. If you have something specific to say, I think that there's certainly enough of a reason that a person maybe could be mamshich. He wants it to be in the middle of a shmirna esrei. Ki yodu after you say lirotzen. Supposedly that the goyin says, it's brought down in Imri Noya in Lav Gimel on the Beis. He says that a person shouldn't say the Yidratzain before the Tachnunim, because if a person says Yidratzain before the Tachnunim, then he's finished. He says that it's Kemisha Okaraglav Dami. After Yidratzain, you're ready to finish Menasrei. Memela, all the Tachnunim that you're going to say afterwards, if you're going to say Yidratzain, you're going to finish Menasrei, and then you can kick into the Kaini Tzor and all the rest of your Tachnunim, you're ready after Menasrei. You could say them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the same price. You don't have the Milo of Omer Lefnei Hashem to say them. So now, if I'm going to go ahead and finish my Shemoneh Esrei because the Chazan is getting up to Kedusha, then all my Bakashas are going to say after Shemoneh Esrei. So somebody will hear that wants that Milo, and it's something specific that he has. If it's just in the Kaini Tzor, so then maybe that's a person should do like the Mechaber says. If he has something specific, Ish Lain, whether or not the same thing applies, I don't think that the Minig Olam from, how do you define the Minig Olam? I don't know. Maybe people don't know this halacha. Maybe people don't want to do it. I don't know who defines this many Olam. Is lemaisa they don't, and they just answer kedusha and they continue afterwards. Certainly, if somebody has something specific, I think that there's an extra added reason maybe why to say, why to continue, and not to be mekatzer v'olam. Now, it's sort of like v'im loy kitzer yochal hafzik. That's what the mechaber says. That's the lashon of the mechaber. Lamaisa Mishabura says that a person should eat the Rotsin Refi beforehand and afterwards. Before Lekai Nitzur and afterwards. The Aruch HaShulchan, he discusses this as well. He says, Kol Talmud Chacham, Kol Talmid Chacham, say, eat the Rotsin before Lekai Nitzur. He says, he heard that the minig of Rav Hamoin Klal Yisrael is not to say it beforehand. But he says that you should say, and he says, Kinir, that was the minig in the times of the Ramah as well. And the Ramo was trying to answer up the minig. He says that the Ramo was Oyv Yisrael, and he was trying to answer up the minig of the people that don't say the Yerotzen beforehand. However, a person should say the Yerotzen before the Yerotzen at the end. He could as well. And the Mishnah says he should say the Yerotzen at the end. Say once beforehand, say once afterwards, and it's special. It's the Sugalul Kamei Nyanam, like the Mishnah says, and the Yerotzen were going on the Shmoneh Esrei and on the rest of his Bakashis.
That's a queer name. Say after before
The pasuk for your name, I think the minhag is to say before you say the Yiratzen also. Before he says the Yiratzen, at the end of all the Tachnum, to say, now where does it come from to say a pasuk for your name? Well, your Rabbah is maskurit, Mishabura here is not maskurit, in Chavetz Chaim, in Shmiras HaLashon, he is maskurit. In Chelik Beis, Perek Ches, at the Haggah, at the end, he's discussing about a person comes to Shemayim, he doesn't recognize, they start talking to him, and he says, why are you blaming me for what Chaim Yankel did? My name is Shimon David. He said, I don't know, we got instructions to come here. I don't know what your name is, but this is what the instructions are to come. So he talks about it, maybe the person starts thinking, maybe I forgot my name. He's talking about if a person speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else, it could be like the Rishonim already say, that he gets the Rav Eris, so he's getting Rav Eris for somebody else. So why you... For Chazer, I never ate Chazer in my life. That much I can tell you. I never ate Chazer in my life. Yeah, but he got Shimon David, who didn't want to taste Chazer because he spoke Lashon Hara about how he ate Chazer. And he got his... So he does mention it. Many people have the minhag to say it. Or HaShulchan actually brings it down as well. Now, one thing that we would like to be madgish, if you saw it, I'd be madgish it. If you didn't see it, I'd certainly be madgish it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down what the Chai Adam says here, in the end of Kuf Chof Beis. Kosev Chai Adam, Nochon V'roi, Lechol Adam, Nespalo V'chol Yoyim, B'yuchud Al Tzrochov. A person should daven specifically for the Tzrochim that he has. U'parnasasoy. For his parnasa, even if he has parnasa, and he has as much money as he needs, he should daven for his parnasa. You do in Rifayinu, in Baruch Aleinu, but V'shalo Yomosh HaTer Mipiv V'zari V'zerazari V'shekol Yoyte Chalasav Evdei Hashem Be'emes V'shalim Tzachas V'shalom P'sul B'zari V'chol Ma Sheidei Bali B'shetarach Loi V'meinu Yidel Dabar Tzachas Tzach V'lashon HaKredish Yomain Af V'lashon Askin Zarki Yemi Kiris Livoin. So a person should daven for all these things. This is something that a person should daven for every day. That his kids should all be Evdei Hashem, and it shouldn't be Chas V'shalom B'sul B'zari, and he should have parnasa, and all these things every day you should daven in your own language. If it's your own language, it's much more of a heartfelt tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, however, if you once again, toiv yoyis lekvoy tefillas kol yoyin yonim, acher yurches min kamei berachas shemei tefillah kadesh yitzarach lanes kadosh kedusha yiyochal lanes acher imrotzi yilerotzim. It's interesting. Mishnah Berurah is telling you, this is really what we're talking about before. He's telling you, don't say all these tefillas in Shmakir Leinu. Wait till at the end of the kainitzor. That way you'll be able to answer kadosh kedusha. What do you mean? If I hear that he's getting up to kadosh kedusha, I'm supposed to stop. The mashmoyis is that if I'm pushing off to daven special tefillahs afterwards, then I don't have to stop for Kedashim Kedushim. If you have the ability to, because you have nothing special to answer, then you can stop in the middle. But if you have something special to ask, then you could continue, even though they're getting up to Kedashim Kedushim. The Simon Kuf Chav Gimel. Moving right along. Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Mechaber says, Dine Kriyas, Korea Paisei Gimel Psiyas Lachar, Bekriya Achas, Vachar Shepas Gimel Psiyas, Ba'ud Kareya, Queen of Shiskev, Kshir Mait Hashem Vimrim, Hokapan of the Tatsmurli, Shem Huyas Hashem Alainu, Hokapan of the Tadiminoi, Maka Hishtaka Velafan of Kevin Eftimirabi. Interesting, Dalem was murder, that there's not so much mashmois over here that you're supposed to bow and move your body to the right, left side and the right side. It's mashma that you're just Hokapan of. And then in front, you're Mishtakave. That's not the Minigurim. Certainly. Minigurim is that you definitely turn your body to the left and turn your body to the right and turn your body forward. Question is, where does that come from? Where is that? Chaim David wants to be Madaik in the Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to keep your feet together after you go back. Because you're being mata yourself. Ashmoy is a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah that you're being mata yourself. That's certainly the Puk Chazim Ahmadabar, that is the Minigurim. Where exactly it comes from, I can't tell you. Now, do you have to keep your feet together after you go back? The Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatim says that you don't have to. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. He says, "Ein tzarach zaklal ve'inoygin kein ki in shum tabaza." However, that halacha that you have to continue, you have to stay in your place, you're supposed to stay in your place until the Shatz gets up to start Shemin Esrei or he gets up to Kedusha. And the reason is he shouldn't look like he's a kelev, you shouldn't be like a kelev ashova keo. That means that you go back, he lets you finish Shemin Esrei, and right away you go forward, he lets you start Shemin Esrei again. You ask Lachlanu Avinu, say the Achrayim, and then you're going forward and you're going to, right in the Shemin, it's before Shemin, but the Benegat is Lachlanu Avinu. He lets you, if you have to ask for Slicha again, you just ask, just like a kelev. A dog throws up, he vomits, he doesn't eat the food. And then he comes back to it again, then he does eat the food. So same thing over here, says the Beis Yosef. That a person, he can go back up, he's finished davening, and then he goes forward, he wants to daven again. So he has to wait till there's a reason to go up. start davening Shmonasa, you want to hear the chazan, or you have to kedusha, and you're supposed to say kedusha in the place where you were before, and therefore he has a reason to go up. Then it's nicker to everybody why he walked out. Now, why there's an inyan to say kedusha in the place where you daven, that I didn't find anywhere. Why there's such a, the Mishnah Berurah says there's such an inyan. There's such an inyan. Now, this halacha, they're supposed to wait till the shatz. The Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating. It's a little bit hard for us to understand in 2023. But he says that you're supposed to wait, even if you're davening by yechidus, you're supposed to wait till the time that the shatz would start Shmoin Esay, or to get up to kedusha. Oh, how are you supposed to know? You're davening by yechidus. You always daven a certain amount of time, and the shatz always daven a certain amount of time. I don't know, you come to my minyan, depends on the shatz. One shatz davens 6 minutes, and he starts after 7 minutes. One davens for 5 minutes, and it starts after 8 minutes, because he put on a tefillin afterwards. There's no set amount of time. What is this supposed to mean? I'm not exactly sure. It seems like there's a set amount of time. There's a bunch of different things in the siman that are very difficult to understand. The halacha is that you're not supposed to turn around in the middle after you finish Shmoin Esrei until the shatz starts. It actually says till the shatz finishes the Shmoin Esrei, because you're still a Shmoin Esrei, you're not supposed to turn around. Why? There's two reasons. You might bother people behind you. Certainly if you keep on looking into the scissor, you're going to bother him. But you bother the person around behind you, and also people are going to think that you must have skipped. How did you finish so quickly? Well, everybody davened for a certain amount of time. They chanted Shmoin Esrei together, and it took them 6 minutes, 7 minutes, and you finished after 4 minutes. Come to any minion in the entire world. Any minion, maybe except for Teimanim, not that way. And you see some people finish after 3 minutes, some after 5, some after 7, some after 20. So we're going to think that you finished, you skipped, there's a certain amount. So if there is, the Lashon of the Rama is you're supposed to wait till the also last upon of the Tzibur, actually Yisayim Shatz Tfilotzei. The Lashon is Yisayim Shatz Tfilotzei. Now I know in my minion, the Shatz, he finishes if there's no Ovel, the person that davens, very often, he finishes after 5 minutes, then he takes his time, he puts on the film, he says it takes off film, puts on the film, b'chulu, and then after 8 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it is, he starts to the shots. He finishes really quickly, everybody else is still davening. But as long as he finishes, okay, then I can turn around. Well, what does that have to do with the shots? What's shaykhis? So if you look at the lesson of the Magen Avraham, that's how the Aruch Hashem brings it down, he says from the time that the shots starts, chazaras the shots. Now what's special about the time that the shots starts, chazaras the shots? So unfortunately, we didn't have enough time, but we didn't really see the sugya, so it's okay. In Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, there's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, why do you wait for the Rav to start Chazaras HaShatz? Come for the Rav. He says Mishnah Berurah, because the Rav davens Mila b'Mila. Since he davens Mila b'Mila, so you can presume that Rav the Ein was finished davening by the time the Rav finishes. Says Mishnah Berurah, if there's no Rav there, wait for somebody else who davens Mila b'Mila. That way, most of the people will be finished davening. So you come to Yeshiva Tzmir, and you're davening for the Amid, and it's Yom Neroim, there's 1,100 people in the Beis Medrash, and you turn around after 14 minutes of davening, and you see that there's Taka. Out of the 1,100 people, you have 9 people. You have another 9 people. Oh, I have a minion. Baruch Adah Hashem. You have a minion. Whoa. What happened to the rest of the Klai still over here? Another, 1,100 people over here that are not finished. So you're supposed to wait. How do you know how much time? You wait for the Rav, because the Rav is the one that davens Mila b'Mila. If that's the case, then it makes a lot of sense. Don't turn around until Chazaras HaShatz starts. The Lashon of the Magen Avraham and the way that Aruch Hashem brings it down. Because once when the Shatz starts, you know that Rav, the Olam, already finished davening. And therefore, there's no Chashash Eivor Medalik, and you're not going to be Yamfi Chashash that you're going to disturb people, because most of the Olam is already finished. The Bir Alach already says, if you know that people are still davening, you shouldn't turn around. It's better not to turn around. Certainly, if you know the guy behind you, whether or not it's included in the Ramah, it's not included in the Ramah, the Chashat is already Mil Chazar Sashat. If you know the guy behind you is davening, don't turn around and face the back. It's going to bother him. It will definitely bother him. Don't do it. That's with regard to that. Going back 3 steps. There's a big shaila exactly how to do the 3 steps. The Mishnah Berurah says, you take a small step. What does it mean, a small step? A small step means that it's a half a step. Both of your feet are together, and you pick one step that's considered a small step. Then you move it, you move your left foot, that your big toe should be by your ankle or by your heel of your right foot. That's a half a step. A full step is when you take your right foot and you go all the way down, and your big toe should be next to the heel of your left foot. That's like a double what you just did before. And then you continue, you put your left foot next to it, then you should be equal with your right. They bring down the Chazanish, took another step. Bir Halacha brings down that Rabbeinu Menachem B'Klal has a whole different Eitzah, that you're supposed to take six steps, you do a half a step, and then you put your left foot, and then put your right foot next to it. Left foot again, right foot next to it, left foot again, right foot next to it. I think most people don't do that. Most people do like Mishnah Berurah. Lamaisa, let's say you don't have room. It's 11 people on your 10-person bench, and it's Yom Neroim in Yeshivas Mir HaKadoshah. You have no room. You don't have no room. You have less than no room. Where are you supposed to go back three steps? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you can't go back three steps, go to the side three steps. Sometimes the guy next to you is kind enough, then he moves over a little bit, so you go back three steps. Terrific, you do that. And let's say the guy next to you is the Moshe Menasse, right? And you're not waiting for another 45 minutes because you see that he's holding by Malchios, and he's already an hour and 15 minutes after he started. You're not waiting for him. So you want to go back. Do you have to jump back onto the bench? Now we didn't find. Says Rosh Hashanah, and you could follow Zach on, and that's the Chorat Mashmah of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Mekilin, that's the Bach, that you mamash have no room, you don't have to take three full steps, but you still need three movements of your feet. You need three, going back three times, just Vishat Tzachak. We don't have, you can only do Vifel Mekan, as they say. Fifth, Dalin, Mishnah Berurah, Magim Upsiyas, have a Yura, don't do that. Hey, Gam Shat, Tzarek Lusay, Gim Upsiyas, Kshisbab Alachash, Kshiyak Tzarek Bakol Ram, In Tzarek Lusay, Gim Upsiyas. The reason why he doesn't have to do Gimel Pesiyas is because he's falazich on the Kaddish at the end. And also, Yilaratzin is a tzad, you don't have to say it. Pshiyasu shatz atzvilo, yamar gam ken shem tzvasei tiftoch. Avol ein arba b'sev atzvilo Yilaratzin. Why? You don't say three steps, you don't say Yilaratzin, because they're both kolol in the Kaddish after Ubalatzin, where you say, take three steps back, and you say tzkabal tzlaisim, which is like Yilaratzin. So what happens is very common if there's, Rahman san, two avelim, two people that are they're splitting the tzvilo, and somebody kicks in and starts. A new chazan starts by Ashri Valatian. Kumtais, the first chazan is not taking three steps back. And he's not saying Tiskabal Tzloison. Then in the person say in that case, it's better that the first chazan should take three steps back. And he should say Liratzin in such a case. Even though you could say the Tiskabal Tzloison of the other person will work for him as well. Anyhow, the Mishnah Berurah says, Saivi Sai, the Shat is better to say Liratzin. There are, the Avik of it, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shitas here. And Mamela, some people clearly don't say Liratzin, that you could tell. And some people clearly do say Yilaratzin, they could also tell, David Kamaravid, David Kamaravid. Now, if a person is a lefty, a left-footed person, what should he do? Does he start with his, going back with his left foot or his right foot? Smashma, that has nothing to do with whether or not you're righty or not. It's to do with your left foot. Somebody asked me yesterday, he's really a lefty, but he kicks the soccer ball with his right foot. Right foot first, always. That's it. In his feet, his right is the stronger. The chur is telling in your right feet, or left, right-footed or left-footed. In such a case, Mamela of such a person, the Machra of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you're a left-footed person, then in Echanam, your first foot back should be your right foot. The Aruch HaShulchan happens to say not that way. The Aruch HaShulchan says either way, you should always do the left because you're backing away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's right. I think either way, I'll get to you in a second, I'm sorry. Either way, whether you're lefty or you're righty, you bow towards the left first because you're bowing towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu's right. And Kinir, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's right. Whatever, that's not what it means. It means chesed. Chesed is on that side, that's the stronger side. That's the stronger side. Now, after you go back, can you daven? Can you learn? Can you say tilim? Can you schmooze with your friends? You can't. No, you can't. You're not allowed supposed to be mastic. Mishnah Berurah says bechlal after we saw in Siman Aleph and Beis, you're not supposed to talk till after Tachron bechlal. So certainly schmoozing you shouldn't do. Chazen in between the tefillos, the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Yud Aleph that you'd only do a dvar mitzvah, you shouldn't talk for someone which is not a dvar mitzvah. Or a regular person also shouldn't be there. It's maybe different. He's still in the middle of his tefillos, but you're not supposed to be mafsik stamazoi. Can you say tehillim? Chaim Kinesi said say tehillim. Yishei Yisrael on the top. He says that you could in the way that he puts it down. He says you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn. That's a dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to learn. The Ma'aseh of Chaim Kinesi said he says in the bottom that you shouldn't learn. You should only say tehillim or be any tefillah is okay. So if a person skipped on Pesukei Dezimra and is going not like the Aruch HaShulchan and he's saying be mashtim. The time from Pesukei Dezimra that you could do, or you could say to them, learning, I think the minhag Olam is to learn with their eyes. That's Lachara, even Ruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu can ask him, as long as you're not being made to Dvarim, Lachara, that would be okay. Kuf, Chof, Vav. What?
Marav
is no Tachanun. There you're supposed to wait till after the Kedusha. Should
you? Could be able to learn that.
There is, you're supposed to wait till the Chazan goes back, but Lachara, you shouldn't. Is that it didn't have sukkah? I hear? I don't know. Good R. Simin Kuf Chavav. Kuf Chavav. Shat Shatel Vidila Gaf Mikol Abrosh Kuma Zim Nisoy Yudea Lach Nama Koyimi Ein Masal Kone Nisoy. Unless it's Lamo Shinim. Now what happens if a Shat skips Kedusha and he gets the Kela Kodesh? Some Zalman says in such a case, it's a Chilak of the Bracha, you have to go back to the beginning. That's not such a common case. What's more common than Rosh Hashanah talks about is that at the end of Kedusha, instead of saying Lador Vador, he says Atachrena, Ladam Das. That happens sometimes. He kicks into Atachrena and he forgets the Lador Vador. So, Rosh Hashanah was mitzadin that even if he didn't finish Atachrena, he would have to go back to the beginning because you're Makalko the Bracha. You're Makalko the original Bracha and you started a new Bracha in the middle, you'd have to go back. The Shulam Meshav says that you don't have to. And he quotes the Shulam Meshav, it's a Mincha Shlema, Simin Beis. It's also brought down in Hilicha Shlema, that's where I saw it. Now that it's a Safik, and it's a Safik Darabanan, and it's Tirchot Tziburo, and it's covered Abrius of the person, Lachari could be Meikil and Kimdumani from this instances that I have seen, that is what people do. Even though the person made a mistake and started Atachrinin, they just go back and they say Lador Vador. Even though, certainly if they didn't finish the Bracha Atachrinin. If you finish Atachrinin, maybe your mamash skipped. But if you didn't, usually catch you right away. A person starts Atachrinin, no, Lador Vador. According to Rosh Hashanah, it's already Kenzan Yom Makalka, you started the next Bracha. But Lachar the Minig is just to go back. Now, what happens if a Shat in the middle of Chazar Sashat says Akel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Mechuvah? In that case, you would have to go back. You would have to go back to begin the Shemoneh Esrei. If he does not catch himself Techidei Dibur, usually they'll catch him Techidei Dibur. If he doesn't catch himself, then Me'etzim he'd have to go back in such a case. Now, what happens if a Shat was not Mechavin during Sif Beis? The Shat's not Mechavin, he makes a mistake. I'm sorry. Sif Gimel. Kol Mokum Sheyochel Chayzim Espal, Shat Chayzim Espal, Amtav Betzil Kamaytzim. The Kol Rom. That's the Kol Rom. And Tzor Shatz Kishisbal Balacha, Shlomo Meinu Chorizm Espal Shenis. Say Tzor Chatzibur. So this is, the halacha is, if a Shatz makes a mistake in a Tfilas Lachash, the halacha is, he doesn't go back. He doesn't go back, because he's going to rectify the situation in the Chazar Sashatz. However, if it's the Kol Rom, then he does go back, except for Yalla V'Yavay. Yalla V'Yavay will be able to be Mashlam with Musaf if it's talking about by Shachris. Now, what happens if a Shatz messed up in an Oifin that he really has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? He said the same Talamat Levracha in the middle of the summer. And he catches himself after he finishes the Bracha. What should he do now? He should continue or should he stop in Shemoneh Esrei? The halacha is when you mess up, then you're rectified in the Chazar Sashatz. So I'm allowed to continue or I'm not allowed to continue? L'chor, he messed up in Shemoneh Esrei. He should stop right here. So Lisha Yisrael brings down from the Tefillah Dovah Ne'er Chama, he says to stop. That's the Mashmaris of Shlomo Zalman. Stop the Tefillah right there, then and there. The same thing, you have a question when you get to Ovis. The person wasn't Mechavan, the Shatz wasn't Mechavan in Ovis. So he has another chance. He'll do it in Chazar Sashatz. There, Mechav Kenefti says continue, and the Chorid is, because that's the Minig Oilam, is that it still has a Tefillah, has a shame Tefillah, even though you weren't Mechavan. Here, though, it's worse. Where you said, St. Talmud Levracha, you're Mamash Mechala, you ruined it, maybe in that case you shouldn't go back. He brings down from the base Baruch from Yeshua Zilber, it says on the Chayodim that Chazal told you not to go back if you messed up, because you're allowed to rely on it. So that's what that's the kind of Chazal. You're mainly allowed to continue. It's Archim. Lamaisa, the Tut Sodim, not clear Lamaisa what a person should do in such a case. L'chora, I would think that it's totally in the Chachme Provincia and the Rif, whether or not a Tefillah that you messed up has a shame Tefillah or not. And Kokama, that we bet them have a Chachmei Provincia that says that it's okay, then L'chura, you'd be allowed to continue regardless. Now, if a Shatz messes up he forgot to say V'sin Talamat Levracha, Ukedema, and he only remembers when he gets up to Chazar Sashat in Baruch Aleinu, he's supposed to say V'sin Talamat Levracha. So the first five brachas that he said, he didn't realize, he didn't realize that he's supposed to be making up his original Shemoneh Esrei. Says Rav Chaim Genetzki, in that case it doesn't work. Because you never had a kavana as a personal tefillah. You only had a kavana to be yoytzei your the oilam as the kavanas chazal, but a personal tefillah you didn't have. Now, what happens if a shatz in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei can't continue? And this has happened in the middle of Yom Neroim that a shatz was not able to continue. Mishnah Berurah brings down. He started at the beginning of the bracha, even if he's deep in, and you skip all the piyutim. Once you skip all the piyutim, then it takes 5 minutes to go. You're mamish. You're fine. So even if he's that was our case, because he's davening, God's broken to be with him, and that's it. He's starting again, daven. Kitzer, what does he do? He starts to begin the bracha, and he skips all the piyutim, and continues from there. The same thing would apply to the chorev, a shatz had to leave, a guy told me, it was on Simchas Torah, and the shatz is a hatzala member. I think it was on Simchas Torah. Now, usually, he doesn't take, maybe even if he has a beep on him, he doesn't take calls in the middle of Chazar Sashat. However, they told him a kid just fell outside the shul, and he split open his head, and they need somebody very quickly. So he just booked out the Chazon Shabbat. So he sent somebody else out. What do you do in such a case? And Echonami also the same thing. Start from the beginning of the bracha in such a case. Now let's say, what happens if a yochid, if a shas doesn't say Yal V'Yovei in Shacharis, then even in Chazaras HaShas, the halacha is that he says in a Musaf, you say Musaf, you're okay. How about a yochid that didn't say it in Shacharis, he daven Musaf, and then he realized, oh wait, in Musaf, I didn't say Yal V'Yovei in Shacharis. There is a machlokes, the Tavchav Beis Mishnah brings down two shitas, whether or not you're Yitzhak or whether you're not Yitzhak. He says, Lamais and Machra is that you should go daven Shacharis again. However, he says something interesting. This is what we said before. Let's say you daven, you're up to Musaf, and you said the first bracha, second bracha, third bracha, and then you realize you made a mistake. You didn't say Yal V'Yomei. So you said, Baruch Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, I didn't say Yal V'Yomei. He says, kick into Shacharis. Don't use it for Musaf, kick into Shacharis, even though your first three brachas are for the Shem Musaf. Kick into Shacharis, finish Shacharis, and then go to Musaf. Kuf Kav Zayin, one last halacha, and that is, this is Moedim Derabanan. And we know the famous story from Rabbi Yashiv. Why is there such a thing as Moedim Derabanan? Why is there a Moedim Derabanan? The whole Shemoneh Esrei you hear from the Shas, not Moedim. So, after when Rabbi Yashiv was 94 years old, or 92, 94, and he got this doctor coming from America to find America to do this surgery for him. So when they finished, and before the doctor was going to go back, the Yashiv asked them to teach him how to say Toda in English. They said, why? Because they want to thank him. He said, don't worry, we'll give over the Rav's thank you in the best possible life. He says, no, I want to say thank you. Kitzer, they taught him how to say thank you, and he said thank you. And they asked him, he was Masber himself, he says, what's the reason why? He says, because you can't have a shlich. We see what's Peshat by Maidim the Rabbanim. Then he says, the Egnim Maidim. Because thank you, you can't give to Rosh Liach. Thank you has to be your Egina, thank you. Mela, I wanted to say thank you, not to Rosh Liach, and Egina, thank you. Now, what happens if a person, instead of saying Moedim, he says Moedim Derabban? Is he Yotze? At the end, Valkulam is Baruch as well. He said Baruch Kiel Ayodois. Oh, Valkulam is Baruch as well. He says Yotze. He says Rosh Hashanah, you're Yotze. Why? Because the Iker Inin, the Bracha is the same Inin, and therefore, it's not a problem. It says Rosh Hashanah, the we can understand, the halacha is, you're supposed to have 10 people have to be listening to the person saying Moedim. And the chazan is supposed to say Moedim out loud. Now, you're already talking, how can you be Yaitse with what he's saying? Everybody's talking at the same time. Then it says, because since it's the same Indian, Manavshach, if I'm not being Yaitse with him, I shouldn't have to hear him. And if I am being Yaitse with him, I shouldn't be talking. Then it says, no, it's all the same Indian, and therefore, as long as the person's hearing, even though you're talking, you can't be Yaitse, but Lamais, it's all the same bracha ba'etzem, and that's all that it is. Baruch Shechionu Nikimonu Yeno Lezman Azeh Mazel Tov Rabbi Yitzhai. Yisro Shem. We didn't finish. We're just starting, Rabbi Yitzhai. This is now starts the Chazar. First thing, just a few Nikudus. There's going to be Yisro Shem.